Hospital officials in South Central Idaho are cautiously optimistic about the coronavirus picture in the Magic and Wood River Valleys. Rachel Cohen reports.
Late last week, the St. Luke's Hospital in Ketchum reopened. It had been closed for about 2 weeks, except for the emergency department and screening tents, because a large number of healthcare workers had tested positive for coronavirus or had been potentially exposed.
And we got to the point where it was not safe to run that hospital because we just didn't have the staff.
That's Dr. Joshua Kern, the Vice President of Medical Affairs for St. Luke's Hospitals in Ketchum, Jerome, and Twin Falls. He spoke at a Twin Falls City Council meeting on Monday and said it's positive that the county hasn't seen a big spike like Blaine County because the Twin Hospital took in patients from the neighboring area.
It would have been a catastrophe. The ICU here would have been overrun. We would have been transferring patients up to Boise and scrambling to figure out how to care for all those patients, but we just haven't seen that.
Kern says we can't read too much into the day-to-day case numbers published to the governor's website because of the variation of when test results come back. But based on data St. Luke's has on hospitalizations and ICU admissions, Kern says there's some indication that the curve is flattening in this region. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.